It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. 75 employees at an Alamo Drafthouse movie theater announced they're going on strike. The reason? A new cell phone-based QR code ordering system, defying the theater's longstanding anti-phone policy. The new process has scrambled orders, created tensions between workers and customers, and added needless distractions, union members say. Alamo Drafthouse maintains the new QR ordering prevents servers from interrupting the end of movies with check drops and is actually designed to decrease distractions. Colorado lawmakers want to make the state a hub for researching a hallucinogenic drug, showing initial process for treating serious neurological and mental disorders. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Ibogaine is a powerful hallucinogen made from the bark of the iboga tree and used in Central African cultures. Early studies show it can be an effective treatment for conditions like opioid addiction, PTSD, and traumatic brain injury, but it's currently a Schedule I drug under federal law, which means research is very limited. A bipartisan bill would create a pilot program in Colorado to study the drug in tightly regulated, medically supervised settings. House Minority Leader Jarvis Codwell sponsored the bill and says he'd like to see the treatment option available for veterans here.
A lot of veterans who struggle from PTSD as well as opioid addiction will currently go down to Mexico where it's legal and get these treatments.
Opponents say Ibogaine use is risky and can cause heart damage. The bill passed committee with a 12-1 vote. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
The Colorado Rockies are hosting the Philadelphia Phillies for the team's home opener at Coors Field Friday, but it's not their first game of the season. The team played three against the Marlins in Florida over the weekend, losing all of them. But the final game on Sunday was close. The Marlins pulled out a win by one run in the ninth inning. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.